Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The freeing power of forgiveness. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Luke 7:42. In Luke 7, Jesus likens the forgiveness of sins to the forgiveness of a large debt. A large debt freely canceled prompts the debtor's great gratitude for the creditor's great kindness. Jesus' parables of the two forgiven debts points to every person's need for forgiveness, as Albert Barnes explains. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator in the 1800s. If it was a mere debt which we owed to God, he might forgive as this creditor did without any equivalent. But it is a crime he forgives. So our sins against God are called debts, figuratively. God cannot forgive us without maintaining his word, the honor of his government, and law that is without an atonement. It is clear that by the creditor here, our Savior meant God, and by the debtors, sinners, and the woman present. Simon, whose life had been comparatively upright, was denoted by the one owing 50 denarii. The woman, who had been a shameless sinner, was represented by the one owing 500. Yet neither could pay. Both must be forgiven and perish. So, however much difference there is among people, all need the pardoning mercy of God, and all without that must perish. Today's New Testament reading is Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50.
When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Imagine the heartache of the one who owes an enormous debt he can never hope to repay but might come due at any moment. Such is the fate of every individual without the forgiveness offered by Christ. Who could refuse the offer of one to pay such a debt? Jesus' parable makes clear the freeing power of forgiveness and the only proper response, love. The Apostle Paul would later give this instruction: "Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another." Romans 13:8. If you are in Christ, then you are freely forgiven. Will you follow yet further by owing only a debt of loving service?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.